When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, I got a question for you.
Yo, what it do? Boom.
Are you looking for one of the most exhilarating and effective forms of home fitness?
Bro, I think I found it.
Yeah, well, let me introduce you to Fight Camp, an interactive at-home boxing. Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teaching proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp also has live punch counting stats that motivate you to push harder and help you map out your progress. Knock out achievements or go head-to-head against other members from across the country or across the living room. One of the best things about Fight Camp is that it makes boxing accessible to everyone. No matter what your fitness level is, what your age is, or what your experience with boxing is, you can do it. And you're going to have a great time. How do you think you'd rank on the Fight Camp leaderboard? Do you think you'd be in first place? You used to box, Conan?
I don't know if I'd be in first place. I'm not in that type of shape, but it's gotten me into great shape. It's getting me into great shape.
Yeah, so join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start at just $99. They even offer some great financing options and get started for as low as $9 a month. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's fightcamp.com/KONAN.
Have you or Joe received yours yet?
I haven't got mine yet.
Have you, Joe? Yes, I have, actually, yeah. I have it set up right down here in the basement.
Tell people your experience and I'll tell them mine.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it doesn't take up much space. It's on a stand, so it's not, you don't have to hang anything from your ceiling. And you can go on and use all the different lessons and stuff. Like for me, I never had any boxing training, you know, so I was like, let me do this the right way. So I go on there, I've taken the beginner classes and moved on. It keeps your scores, it keeps your progress, it tracks everything. And you know, the trainers know what they're doing, and it's a lot of fun watching the different clips and competing. You compete against anyone you want. You compete against friends if they're on, people around the world, whatever. There's international leaderboards, and it's a great way to exercise. It's a lot of fun.
Right. The great thing about this thing is you can do it in your house. So you don't have to go to a gym, pay gym memberships, you know, change into gym clothes, park. You know, they sometimes you want to get a late workout in and you can't because the gym is closed, you know, or wait for people to put their weights back or whatever. This thing right here conditions you, it tones your arms, your legs, your stomach, everything, and it gives you cardio at the same time. And you can put it in your house and you can work out whenever you want. And the great thing is it has different programs. So if you want to work out for 15 minutes, you only got 15 minutes of workout, you get a 15-minute workout. And if you got an hour, you can get an hour workout in. It's great. I love it. And I'm glad that I purchased it and it's helping me get into shape. Check out FightCap.com. Boom. So, yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. What's on the agenda for this week, D.I.? And before you start, Joe, give us the topics you threw in this week.
Oh, the one. You want me to? I'll read them. I'll read them. Okay. So this was Joe's suggested topics for K100 Talks this week.
This was his contribution for Dr. Flanagan.
Okay, number one, he wanted to talk New York lawmakers push for slavery reparations for black residents. Okay.
Right.
And the funny thing about that is that in California
he's brought this
they
up
did some,
like five times.
Yeah, well,
he's
they
brought
they brought
up the black reparation
kind of interesting
thing. Yeah, go ahead.
So this is bro, this is so ridiculous, okay? Because if the reparations thing opens up such a can of worms.
Okay,
right?
we're gonna talk about that. Like, what's what?
Well, just I don't want to talk about that much. Let me just give you this, okay?
Yeah.
Because in California, they did a study, and they basically said that if you were born between 1933 and 1977 and were the descendant of slaves,
right,
and you're black. Okay, right, that you suffered housing discrimination.
Right.
Okay, and that all of those people deserve like $223,200 a piece.
Right.
For lingering housing discrimination practices.
Right.
Okay. So that's an exorbitant number, right? And it's a very. I mean, to just think about government trying to, you know, like think about the corruption of people getting it that shouldn't get it. Like, you know,
That's not going to be our topic this week, but
no. It's not gonna be a topic this week. I just want briefly.
Oh, you want to bring that up briefly. Okay.
Yeah. So what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, this was a topic that Joe's been dying to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear his opinion on this.
Okay. Yeah. Briefly talk about this.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing, Conan. I was like, how can I expose myself as a clueless white dude any better than on this topic? Right.
You like Jodeci, so you're not that clueless.
Yeah. No, right. I agree that reparations are just. My concern with reparations is who's going to pay for it, right? Now, what I mean by that is should Conan pay for it?
Us. Who else is going to pay for it?
Right. Well, in my opinion, the families that have, you know, descendants of slave owners and are wealthy and stuff that have benefited from slavery in the past, absolutely. But what about the people that moved here after slavery was over? What about the people that have dead relatives from the Civil War that fought to get rid of slavery?
What about somebody like me that's descendant of Italian immigrants?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm a descendant of Irish immigrants.
You know, the whole concept is like so absurd because now what you're doing, like let's take this a step further. If you open the Pandora's box for this, say you're the descendant of somebody that murdered somebody in your family. Okay, or like are we going to open the Pandora's box and now you can be responsible for, you know, for the previous? It's absurd. I mean, it really, and not to mention how you're going to let, you know, like think of the things that could go wrong in that, like the amount of people that would be getting the money because they didn't qualify, but they still get the perfect example is like when they gave away the COVID money.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Let's think about
they said
the fraud.
like billions went to people that shouldn't have gotten it.
Think
right.
About
so
the
just
fraud
like
there, yeah.
You know, I don't. Do you actually trust the government to effectively, you know, put this program into effect, and then basically they, you know, everybody that deserves it gets what they get, and people people that don't deserve it aren't going to get the money. That's my question. Like the level of corruption for something $200, that's a quarter of $1 million that you're just going to get. You're gifting people. It's like think about that, about the fraud that can take place. The, you know, I mean, like, it's just, it opens a Pandora's box of fraud. I mean, I would think. What do you think?
Well, supposedly they put together a commission, and you have to be a descendant of a slave. You just can't be an African American. Okay, there's only 6% blacks in California because they're all moving to Las Vegas and Phoenix because it's cheaper. I might be moving myself there myself. Mm-hmm. And so it's only 6%. Okay. And you have to be a descendant and you have to show proof. You just can't say, hey, I'm African-American. Give me 200,000. But I agree with reparations, bro, because for 200 years, I mean, when they first got here was what, like 1620, some shit like that. And they got emancipated, supposedly, in 1865. So that's 200. We're only talking about 200 years. But even as close by as like the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, bro, blacks were deprived of citizenship, cultural heritage, economic opportunity, loans. They were fucked over, okay? And I do say, and I do agree with Joe, the people that should pay for it is not us. It's the slave owners, the companies that benefited, and the states that benefited. And it's a shame that California, which had very little slaves, the only thing slaves were here were was like during the gold rush. I'm an expert on Cali history because I've been here 20 fucking years. So anything I can read about it, I always read about it. And they were just here for like the gold rush, which like was like for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, yeah. You know, but those guys should be the people paying this shit, not us. Yeah. But they should be paid. They should be paid. I agree. Here's the slippery slope. Who's next? Because you already paid off the Indians. You already paid off the fucking the brothers. Guess who's next? The Mexicans. Because Mexico used to be part of California. And I can tell you the history of how the Americans fucked everybody and took that over. So they're probably next in line.
And how about what the Japanese went through around World War II, where they were putting internment camps and all this?
Right.
Well, you know, here,
they were kicked out of – right, right.
Let me go one step further then, okay? You're using discrimination and slavery. You're using discrimination, okay?
That's not discrimination.
No. They're using people that, because this is for housing discrimination.
Right.
For people. Okay.
But I can't believe that Snowflake California is doing this and not Tennessee or Georgia or Alabama. Those are the big fucking culprits.
Well, people don't think that, like, you know, if you're descendants of people like that, that you're responsible for what you're doing. People that you never knew in your human history, that you're responsible for.
You didn't know them, but it had its cause and effect. You didn't know your great, great, great grandfather, but he dropped his genes on your ass and he trained your grandfather and he trained your dad. So the direct fucking correlation. These people were held back from good education. They were fucking slaves, bro. Come on.
But this just look how far longer
that was.
Who gives
a shit when it was? It's okay, about so time that we make amends with our past. They helped build this fucking country, dude.
You're making my argument for me.
No, I'm
going to present
not.
A counter argument. Absolutely.
No, your argument
now what
is,
you've done is,
your argument is no reparations. So I'm not making your argument.
My argument is, why is it, okay, why just discrimination and slavery? If we're going to start giving reparations, but let me explain this. If we're going to start giving reparations, okay, why not for, you know, like a whole, if we're going to do a whole lineage of things that people deserve reparations for.
Right.
Okay. What if a family bullied, like 3 generations ago, a family bullied a kid, okay, and the kid suffered mental health issues, and that kid committed suicide.
Right.
All right. You're trying to sit there and tell me that, like, you go through the grandfather, the father, like, and now here you are today. You're trying to sit there and tell me, like, okay, I'm responsible because I'm from a family lineage. I'm responsible for
lineage.
I'm of lineage from a family. And now I'm responsible for making reparations for what my family did,
bro,
to that person years ago. You're just opening Pandora's box.
I just said, and I said, this is starting. You're going down a slippery slope.
Right. So exactly. That's my point.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
But
right.
and here's the problem, bro. That probably will happen. I'm gonna tell you something that happened. There was this girl. She's a listener. She's an angel in my eyes.
Of our show.
Yeah, of our show. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And she wanted to donate her kidney.
Okay.
And so we flew her down here and she took the blood test. And in the questionnaire, they were like, have you ever had suicidal thoughts? And she said, yes. And she said that at one time she was on medication for it. Mm-hmm. She got disqualified for that because that's considered a genetic aberration. It's not some bullshit that you can't transfer.
I heard that. Yeah. Suicidal thoughts are actually genetic. There's a thing that's gene. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So who knows? Maybe in 5-6 years, that may be something that's happening.
Yeah. You know, I'm just saying, I think because here's
and
the
who
thing.
Pays for it? Like you said, the right, family, exactly. The state, not us. I shouldn't pay for shit. If my descendants were not slave owners, I shouldn't pay for shit. Mm-hmm. And I do think that African Americans deserve reparations. I'll give you an example. You know, I'm married to a Greek lady, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's the first democracy, the most ancient civilization. Mm-hmm. Dude, England went in there and they just pilfered that place. They stole every art piece, every fucking antiquity that they had. And there's like this big stone that they've been trying to get back from England for years. And England's like, fuck it. We ain't giving it back. Like, that's fucked up. You know, that's part of their fucking history. That's part of their fucking national treasure. That's part of, and England just said, fuck it. And in World War II, when they were splitting up countries for whatever reason, and I've never known why, Winston Churchill had a hard on for Greece. And he said, give me Greece. And the United States were like, okay, well, give me this country, that country. But anyways, they don't want to give that back. I think that's fucking wrong. You know, and they've stolen shit from like Africa and shit.
Ireland.
You know, that to me. Yeah.
They own Northern Ireland, much to Husey's dismay.
Right. They're fucking, you know, they were the original OG colonists, bro.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. So what's the summation? So on this issue, I vote reparations. Joe votes reparations. Disco is not for reparations.
Right.
All right.
All right, Joe. So that's one thing. So the mother story here, have you seen this feud between Patty the Batty and Ariel Hawani?
Italians should sue New York for the way they were treated when they first got there. You might get some reparations coming your way, schnoz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instacart shoppers, no groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
Conan, guess what?
What'd it do?
It's never too early to play holiday music. Deck the halls with Manscaped products. Fa la 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 la. It's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use a Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you, Conan. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and using the code K100 for free shipping and 20% off. Now, Manscaped is our favorite product, and they've been one of our advertisers for years.
Yeah.
The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0, this is the best thing, is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. And the Platinum Package has each product from the best-selling Performance Package Plus. Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. There's also a 4,000K LED light on it, so you can light the way like Rudolph, the red nose. Dude, do you think that people calling me Rudolph when I was a kid because I had a big nose is body shaming?
No.
Now that you've groomed your candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer with the Platinum Package shower products. All of Manscaped's shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan, and made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant One Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve stank problems all day long. Joe, you should be interested in that.
Absolutely.
And once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. The Platinum Package 4.0 is sitting under the tree and is guaranteed to put anyone in the holiday spirit. And for the perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new Body Buffer, an incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating easy and a lot cleaner than an old loofah. So basically, you get the shampoo, conditioner, everything. They give you everything you need. You don't need anything else, soap included. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code K100. That's MANSEAPED.com and K100. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Without a doubt, and I've said this before, and I think Disco agrees with me, and I just ordered half a dozen. Probably the most comfortable boxers I've ever worn in my life. They're these black boxer briefs that are really sweet.
Yes.
So, bro, they take care of you, man. They really do take care of you. It's worth it. You know, order it. Stay clean. Be hygienic. Everything at manscaped.com. Happy holidays. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
So let me, so Joe, Conan, have you seen this feud between Ariel Helwani and Patty the Batty?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Though I will say that our Easter egg this week is Patty the Batty with this guy, Gordon, and another Spanish guy.
That's
fucking great.
Okay. So listen to this. So Patty goes on Dana White's show.
Right.
And listen to this conversation they have about Ariel Helwani. Right.
All right.
I hate all these journalists. Especially the ones what earn off us, you know what I mean? Like Ariel Helwani in particular, like he loves earning money off fighters. Yeah. Like every decent job he's had, he's being sacked from, you know what I mean? Like, and now he's just a biased content creator. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he hates on you, hates on the UFC, even hates on me now. Yeah. And it proper annoys me because he uses fighters for clicks, uses fighters to make money, and then tries to have the audacity to talk about the UFC and yourself, saying that they don't pay the fighters enough. Get your dough out, Ariel. You know what I mean? Start paying people for these interviews, what you make thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds on. And that, I know that now because I make money off YouTube. So I know how much he earns off YouTube, off all his interviews, what he does. And you're doing it for exposure. No, you're not. You're doing it to put money in your pocket, Ariel, you little rodent. Lads.
Woo! I just sat back and let that go. I didn't want to interrupt. He's a massive sack of is what he is.
Exactly.
He's the biggest piece of all time. And I couldn't have said it better.
He wanted, when I was in New York for the MSG card last...
Keep going.
Last year, he wanted me to do an interview with him, and I had a paid interview that day, and he wanted me to really let go of that paid interview to do an interview with him,
right,
for BT Sport, what he's getting paid for. And he said, "Oh no, that's me journalist integrity. You're not a journalist no more.
Far from it.
You're a content creator, Ariel. You're not a journalist. Stop lying. You're very biased in what you do and what you say."
So true.
And he went on his MMA hour and talked about me and my manager. And then I ended up messaging him. They're going to have to bleep this out, but my first line was, "You're a cheeky you." Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he didn't like it. But I was just me being honest. Right. Know what I mean? He was talking about me saying that, I can't believe fighters and managers have got the audacity to ask me for money. Why wouldn't we? You're a content creator.
All right, so Ariel responded.
This is great.
This is a bit of the response. Because he had a big, no, he had a long response. All right. But,
tell him when to stop.
No, no, but this is a bit of an hour responses, but this is a clip. All right, go ahead.
I ain't paying for shit. That's not how this works. You don't pay for coverage. That's not how this works. Does Joe Rogan pay his guests? Do all the, did Oprah pay her guests? Did Larry King pay his guests? The smartless guys, do they pay their... No, that's not how this works. That's not how this works. Now, if you're upset about the fact that you come on my show and I'm getting paid to do the show, well, I could then in turn say the same thing. I'm upset that I have to go to your fights and you get paid more than me when you fight. It's stupid. I would never say that because that's ridiculous. We all have a job. We all have a purpose in all of this. And I don't get a single extra dollar off of any of it. I don't pay. The moment I start paying for interviews... The moment I start actually paying people to come on shows or paying even for their transportation or anything like that, cut me off. Throw me in the back. I ain't paying.
Okay. So then Ariel went on Pat McAfee's show. Okay. Right. Like this, because this has been a few days. Like this has been going on. Right. Go ahead.
Who's that in the mask?
Ariel. He goes, he puts a mask on.
Been asked.
Wait a minute.
Have you ever been asked to pay for an interview?
What's that?
Have you ever reached out to someone, talked to a guest, and said, "Hey, come on the show"? And the guy's like, or the gal is like, "Yeah, sure, I'll come on if you pay me."
No, he pays everybody, I think, right?
No,
you don't pay everybody.
No, you don't say. If somebody said it to me, I wouldn't do it. I present though with some, depending upon what I want to do, because it's like a rev share situation, you know. So like, if somebody said to me, "You need to pay me," there would be an immediate fuck off. It would be an immediate right back the other way. Did somebody do that to you?
First time in 15 years covering the great sport of MMA yesterday. I don't want to name names.
Thank God.
But I have been lucky enough.
We're in the fucking, we're in the back.
Yeah, in the weeds already.
We're
going to
be off anyway. I've been lucky enough to interview everyone from Hoyce Gracie to Jon Jones to Daniel Cormier to Conor McGregor at the height of it all. And it has never even been hinted, even like whispered, "Hey, if you could break me off a little something, I'd appreciate it." Yesterday, for the first time, someone asked for payment. And I'm still floored by the whole thing. So I just wanted to know, am I crazy? Or, you know, do you feel the same way? Apparently, you feel the same way.
You kind of have to just realize that that's how some people are going to feel. And they're idiots. And you just kind of
move on. That's good enough. So that was early. That was Ariel breaking it on their show, right? And it turned out to be Patty the Batty. Okay, right. So that was all right. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I mean, I think Patty has a point. If he's making money off of him, he can charge him,
right?
And I that was a great interview that he gave Dana, because, you know, in a lot of ways he is a content creator. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of truth to what Patty said. I lean a little bit more towards him, because if he feels that this guy making money off of him, which he is, because if he's on his show, he's getting high numbers and he's getting paid and Patty's getting nothing. And Patty says, well, if I'm going to be on your show, I want a little something, something. He's within his right, bro.
Doesn't that open the door?
We've had people on our show ask for money. Yeah, they've been denied.
And doesn't that open the door for, you know, what about Dave Meltzer, who, you know, he's a reporter for wrestling. He has wrestlers on his show. He writes about them.
Right.
He generates his income based off of wrestling and wrestlers. And you know what I mean?
Right.
So that could expand to wrestling reporters, football reporters and podcasters, baseball, whatever, if that's something that's going to be taken seriously and into consideration.
Well, I think the thing is that it depends on who you have on your show, right? Like if you have you have a show and it doesn't have any reach, you're a nobody, right? And you want somebody to come on your show. It's like, it does the person given the time no benefit if there's no reach for the show. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're going on to somebody's show and they're going to do big numbers because you're on that and they don't do, it's like, you know, and they're going to, you'll make more money on YouTube, on like YouTube clicks. Right? But if it's like, you know, when you're like at a certain level, everybody kind of shares content. You know, I can go on so-and-so's show. You can go on so-and-so. They can come on our show and stuff. And it's not like, you know, we're all doing the same thing. So it is kind of weird, you know, like when if a fighter comes on, like say, for instance, like would Ariel pay The Rock to come on his show because he knows The Rock's appearance will get him, like make him a fortune? It's a fair question, right? But it's like, you know, if the Rock goes on Ariel's show, you know, like The Rock doesn't need any cut, you know, like he doesn't need it. You know what I'm saying? Like he'd be doing somebody a favor. You know, so I think it's like maybe Patty thought he's doing Ariel a favor and Ariel's making money off him, so he should give him money. But I don't know who's doing who the favor here, because Ariel's got a big audience and he's giving Patty the ability to, like, you know, talk to his audience and maybe gain new fans. You know, I don't know. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting conversation. I see both sides of it, but honestly, it's like stuff like this, like reporters, TV show. This is media. This is what we do. It's like you have a show and you put the effort in. It's like, what are you gonna do? Just pay everybody that comes on the show? Like, it would pay, you know, I don't know. I would disagree with that, but it's like, if somebody asks for it,
I'm a big,
so it depends whether or not you want to pay it or not. That's what I would
say. I'm a big Ariel fan, you know, and but he is making bank. Mm-hmm. And if somebody wants some money, and Patty obviously needs a promotion right now, but Patty doesn't need Ariel. As long as he keeps winning, you know, he'll have all the promotion he needs.
Right.
Obviously, you know, if somebody's going to help you with numbers in the future, it might be the thing of the future where people, you know, it's like me. I don't do podcasts. And usually if I do, it's one of two reasons. It's a friend or I'm getting paid.
Right.
I just don't have enough time to give away free pod. My time is not free, bro, unless I want it to be free. And I only give it to friends, you know, so.
Right.
That's how it goes.
That's changing too, the wrestling podcasting game. Because when I started, you know, there wasn't that many. I was obviously jumping off the MLW, rubbing off those coattails and stuff, and Bruce and all those that were starting. I started shortly after, so I got lucky that.
Bro, a lot of people don't know this, but the very first podcast that I ever heard, and I think that he was the first podcaster, was us way back in WCW. But it didn't have as big an audience as, like, when I started. The two guys that were really in the podcasting game was Meltzer and Cabana. But MLW was the first podcast, which obviously I was on, that you had to pay to listen to. The other ones were free.
Yeah.
We were the first podcast that talked about something that wasn't wrestling, you know? So, you know, and a lot of people started the podcasting game because of us. There weren't that many people in the podcasting game. You know, Jericho wasn't in the podcasting game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people I've heard and I've seen, taken liberously from our format. Sounds a lot like our show. You know what I'm saying? Right. But anyways, and that's cool, you know? Mm-hmm. But Yeah, but when we started, when I started, there were only two podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What I was going to say was that
there were. Yeah.
Nowadays, when literally everyone has a goddamn podcast, including hundreds of fans, the boys are charging now because the first time
good. Because if the fans are getting podcasts
right.
now,
and the first,
so it's like how are they going right exactly yeah.
the first
yeah.
time you get paid for a podcast, you're never going to want to not get paid again, so the dominoes start right. falling. Now that you have hosts that pay guys always want to get paid, so and that's what's happening. Everybody's getting paid to
right my time's not free unless I want it to be right. you know, so that's how I rule.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, that's been interesting talks.
All right, so this has been K100 Talks, man. I want to thank all you guys for the record numbers we've been doing every single week. The number goes up, so thank you for spreading the word to friend or foe. As usual, if you have any comments about this topic, send them to K100questions@gmail.com. Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. And have a happy holidays and a good weekend. Boom.